Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Chof Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the Mishnah at the top of Daf Chof Zayin. Before we begin the actual Mishnah, we glance at the side where we have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads Get Shine'evad, a get that was being conveyed by a shaliach, and it got lost, v'nimtza, and then it was found. Ha'im yesh lachshosh shezeh shenimtza, is there room for suspicion that which you found shel mishu acher really belongs to someone else? The sugya will make a distinction between motzoi la'alter, where you found it immediately, motzoi la'achar zman, versus a case where you found it after a while. The Mishnah, Hamevi get v'ovad hemenu, one who was bringing a get and it got lost. Motzoi la'alter, if it was found immediately, kosher, then it's fine, it's okay. V'im lav, if you didn't find it immediately, posel, it's ineffective, it's void. Maybe it fell from someone else and it's not the get from the person who himself wrote it for his divorce. Motzoi b'chafisa oy b'dluskimo, if the get was found in a chafisa or a dluskimo. These are different kinds of vessels. The Gemara will try to explain what they are. And Rashi says, V'yesh simin b'kli shu shelo, and he has some type of sign in the vessel, some kind of identification mark in the vessel that it is his own. Im makiro kosher. Now this phrase, im makiro, Rashi points out, milsa ba'anpe nafshe. It's a separate point. The first point was motzei b'chafisa b'dlustma. It was found in these kinds of vessels. And Rashi adds, and you have an indicator, a sign on the vessel that it's yours. And this is, as Rashi says, milsa ba'anpe nafshe v'oi oi kotoni oi shemakiro. Or you recognize the get vafilu motzo b'kol mokom. You found it wherever you found it. It's kosher. In other words, you have some type of recognition in the document itself. The Tosfos that is, relevant to this mission is actually found out of place. It's found on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, on the upper part of the page. It says, Motzoi b'chafisa o b'dluskima umakiro kosher, kishemotzoi hu atzmoi airi, where you yourself found it. Midesamchinon akorosoi, where the one who was conveying the get himself, he recognizes. V'afagav d'lav tzum rabbanan, who even though he is not a Torah scholar, and we have a principle that's featured in Maseches Bava Metzia, that the reliance upon recognition, even without a specific sign, is something that we'll rely on if you are a Torah scholar. But a commoner, an Amoretz, we don't rely on that. Nevertheless, here we're telling you, even if you're dealing with a non-Torah scholar, Ne'emon b'migo, the person is believed because he had another kind of claim. D'iboy Omar, he could have said, lo avaditi, I never lost it. So but when he lost it found it and says, I recognize it, we believe him, because he could have simply said, I never lost it. The Kuli Alma Islu Tvius Eino, Kidipi Rashnu Leo. Everyone has the power of recognition. The only question is, do we rely on their word when they say they recognize it? So now we turn back to the Gemara. We have to make special note of the structure of the sugi before we go further in the text. You'll notice that we have some Roman numerals. You can see them going down the side of the Gemara with diamonds. One, and then several lines up from the bottom, you have Roman numeral number two. On the side, under the Mivneh heading, we've written that these numbers, one and two, Rabo v'Rebbi Zera. Number one, you'll see the Gemara poses a stira bein shnei mishnayis, between two Mishnah sources. Generally speaking, those who are veterans of Gemara markings know that we don't place too much emphasis on distinguishing between a Mishnah and a Braisa. We refer to them often as Tanaic literature or Tanaic sources. At times, it's necessary to make the distinction, and this sukkah is one of those occasions. So we're pointing out that in stage one of this sukkah, a contradiction that Rabbah will address, a contradiction is raised between two Mishnah sources. At Roman numeral number two, there we are going to present a stira bein Mishnah senu ubraisa, our Mishnah versus a braisa. Now, as far as the contradiction is concerned, we see that Rabbah, we mentioned, and Rebbi Zera, their names appear in diamonds. There are actually two more diamonds that appear on Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis. And under the Mivneh heading, you can see we've noted these are four drachim lahasbir, four ways to explain. Masai Metzias HaGet la'alter me'akev. When is the finding of the get in an immediate fashion a necessity? Masai Mutar afilu achar zman rubo. And when is it possible that we'll say it's kosher? In other words, you can continue with the get even if it was not in your possession for a while. And the fact that we're allowing you to continue even under those circumstances shows that we're not worried that maybe it was a get that belonged to someone else. So our Gemara continues. V'raminhu. We raise a contradiction. We have a source. This source is a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Motza gite noshim v'shichur avodim. If a person found divorce documents, freedom documents whereby slaves are freed through the document, daitiki, these are wills. Rashi calls them tzavot shumira. A person who is on his deathbed issues some kind of will, and matonas are gifts given by healthy people in a document form. Vishovarin, those are receipts. Hare ze lo yachzir. If you found any one of these things, don't give it back. Shani oimer, I say, ksuvin hoyu venimlach alehen shelo litnon. Yes, they were written, but the writer decided not to give them. So if you find a divorce document, a get, don't give it to the woman. It could be that her husband wrote it but decided not to divorce her. If you find a gift document, don't give it to the receiver. It might very well be that the owner, decided not to give the gift. Furthermore, when we say here lo yachzir, Rashi points out, take the get example, we say not give it to the woman, don't give it back to the man either. And same thing with regard to the freedom of slaves. All of these, just don't give it back to either side. We continue with an inference. Ha Omar Tnu, however, had the author, the writer of any of these documents said, yeah, go ahead and give it. Nisnin. We would give it. For example, you found a divorce document, and the husband said, yes, give it to the woman, I divorced her. Or a freedom document of a slave. The owner says, give it to the slave, I did free, I gave it to him, I free, it fell from him, give it to him. We listen to him, ve'afilu lizman meruba, even if the document was absent, was missing for a long time. Now, this is a contradiction to what we saw in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had a get that was lost, and it said there, only if it was found immediately is it kosher. If it's not found immediately, it's puzzled. Omar Rabba, lo kashya. Rabba says there's no contradiction between these two Mishnayos. Kan b'mokim shasheros mitzuyos. Kan b'mokim she'ein hasheros mitzuyos. Shayoros are caravans. We can say there's a lot of traffic in the place. If you found the get, if it was a get that was lost and then found in a place where there's a lot of traffic, then it won't be kosher unless you found it immediately. If you don't find it immediately, there is a reason to suspect that it fell from someone else or from all those people that were going by over there. If it was found in a quiet, lonely location, then even if it was lost for a while, for a zman merubah, as would be the case in a location, she'en hashayoros mitzios, the caravans, the traffic isn't common there. So at this stage we're making a distinction, a fairly understandable distinction. The Gemara adds another layer. The afilu b'mokom shashayoros mitzios. Even if you're dealing with a place where there's a lot of traffic, that in and of itself doesn't mean we're going to suspect that it fell from someone else, unless v'hu shehuchsuku shnei Yosef ben Shimon b'ir achas. Unless that location happens to have in it, it's a locale, a city, a town, a village, it's a place where there are two people with the same name. So that if you have the get was, let us say, Yosef ben Shimon is divorcing his wife, Sarah, and in that town where the get was lost, there's someone else with that name. And it's a place where there's a lot of traffic. In other words, you have two negative factors. Then, if the get is lost and it's not found immediately, it is rendered unfit. You can't use it to bring to the woman that you were supposed to bring to. So, the Gemara is making this point, and Rashi says that this additional point is not something that Rabba said explicitly, but it's something that is to be understood in Rabba's outlook. De'i lo temahachi. If you don't agree with that, and you claim that with Shayoros alone, that factor, the heavy traffic factor alone, is enough to create suspicion, then kashyo de rabo ad rabo. Then we would have a stira within rabo. So in order to avoid the stira within rabo, we're pointing out that shayoros mitzios alone wouldn't render the situation, we'll say, desperate. That if you don't find it immediately, then it'll be considered puzzle. That's true only if, in addition to the fact that there's a lot of traffic, it's also a locale where there's someone else with the same name as in the document. You notice that we have a bracketed section. If you use your bracket length indicator and skip down, you see the Gemara says, Ovid Rabba Uvda, Bahugita, Dishtakach, Bekisna, Bepumbadiso, Kishmaitse. Rabba actually ruled concerning a get that was found in a Bay Kisna. We'll have to explain what that is a little bit later, in Pumbadisa, in accordance with his teaching. And that means that with one negative factor, you can give back a get that was lost, even if it was not found immediately. Now, within the brackets, we have actually a little note on the side to explain what the role of this, the brackets are. Let's read the notes. So, Graim Elu, Einom L'shem Dilug. The brackets are not really for skipping purposes, even though we just did skip them. Elo L'tachem HaKeta. It's to create a border to show the extent of a section of the Gemara Shemuva K'hoichacha as proof Sherabo Eino Choshesh Shema Shel Acheru Elohim King Yesh Tarti L'Reisa, to show that Rabba would really hold that the get is not rendered void or unfit unless you have the two negative factors. A lot of traffic plus same person in locale, same person with same name, second person with same name in the same locale. So now we go through the bracketed section. It's really a type of story that appears. Tahu gita dishtakach beidino de Rav Huna. There was a get that was found in the court of Rav Huna. Vavikosiv bey, and in the get there was written that it was prepared. It was written b'shviri maso del rochis naro. Shviri is a name of a maso. Maso is a town. It's in the town of Shviri on the Rochis is the name of a river. The river Rochis. Nahara is a river. So there was a get that had been lost and then it was found in the court of Rav Huna. The Omar Rav Huna. And Rav Huna asked. This interpretation of this phrase as Rav Huna asked is an approach taken in one of the commentaries. And Rav Huna asked, "Choshishin l'shnei shviri? Should we suspect that there's another place? In other words, there are two towns with the same name?" That was a question that Rav Huna threw out into the air. In other words, if there would be another town with the same name, that would create a difficulty. That would create, let's say, reason for non-return of the get. The Omar lay Rav Chisda l'Rabba, and Rav Chisda said to Rabba, who were in the background there, they heard Rav Huna raising this question: should we suspect that there's another Shviri? So Rav Chisda turned to Rabba and said, "Poke va'ayin bo, go check this out." Dilo urta. Because in the evening, boy law minoch Rav Huna. Rav Huna's going to ask this of you. So be ready with an answer. Nofak dok v'ashkach disnan. He went out and investigated and found the following source. Kol maisa beizdin hare ze yachsir. A maisa beizdin is a document that was brought to a court for the court to verify or certify the signatures in a document. For example, a loan document, and a lender wants to collect it, and he wants to ensure that the signatures are genuine, so he would bring it to the court, and they would certify it. If you found a Maisa Beisdin, a document that was had this court certification in it, you give it back to the lender. There, you wouldn't have to worry that it was simply written up and not used in an actual loan, because a document that has a court certification, it indicates that it's an actual document used for a loan. A loan had taken place. V'ha beidino de Rav Huna de kemokom shashayoros mitsuyos domi. The court of Rav Huna, where the get was found, is a place where there's public traffic. It's like Shayoros Mitzvah. There's a lot of people going and coming through that court. The Koposhit and Rabba resolved, Yachzir, give it back. Just like you see in this Tanaic source, you found a Maisa Beisdin, give it back. And he didn't worry that maybe there's another Shviri Alma. We see from Rabba's behavior, from his conclusion, In, if there is definitely another person with the same name in that town, then you do have to worry. Velo, if it's not huchsiku, if it's just a matter of, well, maybe, but you don't know for sure, then you don't have to worry. Lo, you don't have to be choshesh. And just because the get was found in a place where there's a lot of traffic, that in and of itself is not enough reason to create suspicion and avoidance of the get. Ovad Rabba Uvda, that means Rabba actually ruled. Bahu Gita Dishtakach Bekisna Bepumbadisa. There was a get found in the Bay Kisna of Pupadisa. Now, Kisna is a term referring to flax. Flax is the raw material for making linen. In making linens, so the flax have to be soaked and processed. We don't have to get involved with the processing of that. Just realizing that Bay Kisna is a place that has to do with flax. And now we're going to get a little more specific, where the Gemara says that Rabba ruled concerning a get found in this flax place in Pumbadisa in accordance with his teaching. Now, in accordance with his teaching, that means that return of the lost get can be made. You can return it to the to the shaliach, or the shaliach can use it if even if it's been lying around for a long time, provided that there's only one negative factor. So the Gemara explains, Ika di Amri, some say that this Bay Kisna was beduchto hecho de toru kisna. It was a place where flax were soaked. In other words, it was a place where the manufacture took place of the linen manufacture, and the first stage is the soaking of the flax. Even though in that locale there were two people with the same name, in other words, there were names in the get, and there were other people with the same names in that locale. But Rabba said, "You can the shaliach can pick up the get the lo shchichon shayarta." And the reason Rabba was lenient is because there wasn't a lot of traffic there. The Ikodamri, another version, is Beduchta de Mizavni Kisna. That Bay Kisna was a place where flax were sold. And why was Rabba lenient and enabled the get to be returned? The Hu Shelohu Huchsuku, because there was no other known parties with the same names as those in the get. Even though there was a lot of traffic over there. So we see quite clearly from Rabba that if you only have one of the two negative factors, that's not enough to void the get, to prevent its return to the one that lost it. So that the shaliach who lost the get in the Bay Kisna, and Rabba was ruling that if you only have one negative factor, the shaliach can pick up the get that he had lost and continue on his journey to bring it to the woman that he was hired to deliver this to. Rabbi Zeira, Rami Masnisan Abraisu Mishani. Rabbi Zeira raises a contradiction between a Mishnah and a Braisa and offers a resolution. Later, the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Zeira offers a resolution to what appears to be a contradiction between a Mishnah and a Braisa and didn't address what we presented as a contradiction between the two Mishnah sources before. And likewise, with regard to Rabba, why he chose to present his resolution concerning two Mishnah contradictions and not to resolve what Rabbi Zeira presents here as a contradiction. So what is the contradiction that Rebbe Zera presents and eventually resolves? Tanan. We have, quote, our Mishnah, Hamevi get v'ovar himenu imotzoi la'alter kosher v'imlav posel. The agent was bringing a get. It was got lost from him. If he found it immediately, it's okay. If not, he's got to stop. It's void. V'rominu, and we raise a contradiction. Motzo get isha bashuk. Get was found in a public area. Bizman sha'bal moide yachsu isha. When the Baal concedes, he admits that he had divorced his wife with it, then give it back to the woman. Ein habal moide lo yachsir. Lo loze v'lo loze. If the husband is not admitting, then do not give it back to the woman nor to the man. Rashi, lo loze v'lo loze. Labal lo yachsir shemakvar nosnoi lo umimena nofal. Don't give it back to the husband because it might have... It might be a get that he already gave to her, and she's the one that lost it. There's a whole story behind this, that if you give it back to the husband, he may already have given the get to the woman, and when the woman comes to collect her ksuba, the ksuba is the financial guarantee that a woman has upon her divorce to receive payment from the husband, the husband will seek out the Eidei Mesira, the witnesses that saw the deliverance of the get, the handing of the get to the woman, and they will testify, yeah, he divorced her. And when she seeks out her ksuba payment, Yomar Paratich, he'll claim, I paid you already. Shotzosa get bevased in Utnan hotzio get v'ein imo ksuba goyve ksubosa v'chayvuni lifroa. The ksuba payment can be made in a case where the ksuba document isn't presented. However, a woman presents her divorce document, and with that, she can claim her ksuba money. And the husband is telling us, yeah, you showed your get to the Beis Din, you didn't have a ksuba with it, they obligated me to pay, and I paid your ksuba already. They gave the get back to me so that you shouldn't collect a second time. Now, all that might be fabricated. So don't give the get back to the husband, because it could very well be that the get fell from the woman who was going to use it to collect her ksuba for the first time. Uleisha lo yachzir, don't give the get to the woman, shemo tinose bo. She might use it to marry someone else to show that she's divorced when it was really never given to her. We now infer from this source, the source that said when the husband admits that he had given it to the woman, so give it back, to give it to the woman. Ha bizman shabal moide, when the Baal does admit, mihas yachsir liisha, give it to the woman. Vafilu bizman meruba. Now Rashi points out along the way that this conclusion, Valfilu Bizman Ruba, is a type of conclusion you must reach. Otherwise, to say that that information in the source itself, that's fairly obvious. Namely, when the husband admits that it fell from the woman, that he had given it to her and divorced her, so give it to the woman. Well, yeah, of course give it to the woman. So why is the source? Why is that in the source? It's there to tell me, even if it has been a while since it had been lost. So it was found after Zman Meruba. So we see again the contradiction. Our Mishnah speaks about the return of the get only if it's found immediately. And this Brisa says, even if it's been a long time, it can be returned. In other words, such an option exists. Umeshani, and Rabbi Zera resolves, Kan bimokum shashayoros mitsuyos, and in the brackets, we have, and we'll explain why we have brackets, but for a moment, we'll read what's in the brackets. Kan b'mokom she'ein hashayoros mitsuyos. A distinction is made. When can the get be returned, or I should say, when are we insistent on la'alter, on immediate finding of the lost get? That's if it's a place where there was a lot of traffic. The source from which we derived that even if it was lost a long time, it can be returned, that is a case where there is ein shayoros mitsuyos, there is not a lot of traffic. Now, regarding the source, a Mishnah that said la'alter, we said on the second line from the top, u'mishani kan b'mokum shashayoros mitsuyos. What about the issue of the, let's say, the double factor, the double, let's say, deficiency? One we mentioned before was a lot of traffic. Remember the other factor that we saw in the discussion with Rabbah, the idea of having, that it was lost in a place where there were other people with the same names as in the document? So what about Rabbi Zeirov and his approach? When he says that you need to find it la'alter in order for it to, the, in other words, in explaining the need for immediate finding, that's because it was lost in a place where there was a lot of traffic. If you skip the brackets for a moment, Iko di Amri v'hushu hufsiku hu delo lahader v'hainu derabo. Some say that the need for, or the insistence on la'alter, and if it's not la'alter, if it's not immediate, you can't return it. That's because in addition to the shayoros mitsuyos, there's also the factor that it was found in a place, shehuchsuku, so means there are other people with the same names. And that approach would be v'hainu de Rabbah, that would be like Rabbah. In other words, Rabbi Zeira agrees with Rabbah that where you see an insistence on la'alter, that if it was lost, it will be void, unless you find it immediately, because it's a place that in addition to a lot of traffic, it's a place shehuchsuku. There are other people with the same names over there. The Gemara goes on, Beis, V'ika, the Amri, another approach to understanding Rabbi Zeira, is that when he said, la'alter, that only if it's found immediately, you can return it. But if it's been lying there for more than any, for more time, no. Because there were a lot of, there's a lot of traffic there. So the second approach says, afagav de lo huchsiku lo lahader. Even though it hasn't been, it's not known to be a place with other people with the same names, still don't give it back if it wasn't la'alter. Upligo the Rabba means that approach would be at odds with Rabba. Rabba said the only time in which we will insist on la'alter is that is a case where we have two negatives. A lot of traffic plus two people in that locale with the same names. There's people, other people with the same names as were in the document. Bishlamo de Rabba Lomar Karebi Zera. I understand Rabba, in offering his resolution, he did so in response to a contradiction between two Mishnayos. He did not follow the approach of Rabbi Zera in addressing the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Brisa, because Masnisen Alimo Le Lakshuye. Mishnayos are, let's say, more authoritative sources. The word alimo means strong. Maybe we'll say it's a bigger problem if you have a contradiction between two Mishnayos, making it more urgent to turn your attention to resolving that kind of stira, that kind of contradiction. Elo Rabbi Zeira, my time alomar karabo. Rabbi Zeira raised a contradiction between a Mishnah Brisa, why didn't he address the seeming contradiction between the two Mishnayos? Omar Loch, Rabbi Zero tells you, when I look at the two Mishnayos, our Mishnah here and getting the Mishnah above them, see, I don't see a contradiction. Mi Kotani, does it say in the Mishnah, in Bava Metzia, the following? Im Omar Tnu, Nosnin, Vafilu Lizman Meruba. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, when we learned the Mishnah, we inferred, we made an inference. I might even say with a double inference. Number one was, if the owner said, give it back to the one to whom the document was sent, so we will give it back. That information wasn't in the source itself, that was an inference. And the second point that we inferred was, even if it was lost for a long time. So Rabbi Zero says, does it say all of that in the source? Does it say, Im Omar Tnu Nosnim Afilu Zman Meruba? No, it doesn't say that. Dilma, Im Omar Tnu Nosnim, maybe, yes, we'll infer that if the owner had said, give it back to the party who was to receive it, we will do so. However, Kidekaimalon Lalter, but as we hold, as we saw in the Mishnah itself, in our Mishnah Gittin, only if it was found immediately. If it wasn't found immediately, you don't give it back. That's what our Mishnah said, and that's, as far as Rabbi Zera is concerned, what the Mishnah in Bava Metzia would be saying as well. So there's, on that level of, we'll say, the time factor, how long was it lost, there's no contradiction. Rabbi Yirmiyah, you see, he's number three. He addresses these Tanaic sources, and Rashi says, Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar, we're looking at Rashi together, a few lines down from in the Rashi. Lo masnisin kashya velo braiso kashya. There are no difficulties in these Tanaic sources. Techol hani diamrin and yachzir, all the sources that say, give it back, lezman meruba, even if it was lost for a while. Well, under what circumstances can we be so lenient? The Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar, Kagon de Koamri Edim, the giving back that's alluded to in these sources would be when the witnesses say, Me oilom lo chasamnu elo al get echod shel Yosef ben Shimon. The name in the get was Yosef ben Shimon. The witnesses that signed the get testify, we never signed on another get with that name in it. Well, Yehochi Maila Memra, that if that's the, if those are the circumstances of the Mishnayos, of the Tanaic sources, that's obviously then everything that's kosher, you don't have to suspect that it's someone else's get. So, Mahu Detemo, you might have thought, Lechustum Isrami Shmo Kishmo V'Eidim Ke'Eidim, that may not, in addition to maybe the same names, there are other people with the same name in the Shtar, but there are other witnesses with these names. Komashmulan, that far you don't have to go. Rav Ashi Omar. Again, as we said before, Rav Ashi is also addressing the sources and explaining that the idea of Yachzir, Rav Ashi Omar, Kigon de Ka'omar, the Shaliach that lost the document, is telling us Nekev Yesh Boy Betzad Ois Plainis. The document that I was carrying happens to have a little hole next to a specific letter. He says, if you look on the third line of the fifth letter, there's a little hole next to it. Then and that's what you, that is what exists in the lost document that was found. Shliach gets it back, takes it to its destination. No reason to suspect that it wasn't the document he was given to convey, that it was someone else's. The Havele Simen Muvhok. That is Simen Muvhok means an especially precise identification mark. The concept of Simonim is a concept that you see in many places in halacha identification marks, but most of the time they're, we'll say, more common types of identification marks, as opposed to this very, very specific, say, unique identification. Under circumstances like that, the shliach gets it back. V'dafka b'tzados plonus. And here the Gemara is saying that our leniency in allowing the document to be returned to the agent, even if it was lying around for a long time, that's only when you have this level of precision and detail in the sign, in the identification mark. Dahavile simin mufak. That's an example. When you say a tzados plonus, a little hole next to a specific letter, that's, as we explained, that's a simin muvhak. Avol nekif ba'amo, but to say, well, the document that I was carrying happened to have a hole in it. Where was the hole? Well, I don't know. I know there was a hole in it. Lo, that would not be sufficient for us to enable or allow the return of the lost document to be given back to the agent. Why not? Why is that not enough of an identification? Misafkale, it remains, it's a point of doubt. Simonim ido reisa ido rabbonan. The reliance upon simonim, which we do rely on simonim, on identification marks for the return of, most common case, of course, are lost articles. In here we're getting a little more specific to not just any old lost article, but documents that have that can have a great deal of halachic ramifications. Simonim, are they something we rely on from the Torah, or is it something that the rabbis instituted that you can rely upon them? If you say that simonim, general identification marks, are something that the Torah allows you to rely on, then you can give the get, isha, back to the shaliach, but if it's only rabbinic, but on a Torah level, you don't have the luxury of relying on identification marks to establish ownership, then how in the world could you take the document, the lost document, and give it back to the agent, which would result in the woman being divorced, when on a Torah level, she's an Eishasi, she's a married woman. So the issue of what is the strength behind reliance upon identification marks is a point of doubt. And that's when it comes to general identification. However, when it comes to something like a simin mufak, that there is no question you can rely on that even on a Torah level, where Torah level halacha will be affected. Rabbo bar bar chana irkis le gito be midrasha. Rabbo was an agent, and he was charged with the delivering a get. And irkis means he lost a get in the base medrash, Omar. And Rabbo said, Isimona isli begave. If you want a simon, I have a simon. I can provide a simon. Itvius eino. And if it's a function of my ability to recognize it, even without giving a specific simon, there is a concept of tvius ayin, which means you recognize it. I'm familiar with that. That's mine. Even when I can't say anything specific about it, but just the ability to recognize. Well, whatever you want from me, I can give it. I can provide it. So once he told us, once Rabbah told them that, Ahadrua Nihale, they gave it to him. Omar, and Rabbah says, Lo Yodano, I don't know Imishum Simon Ahadrua. Did they give it back to me because I provided an identification mark? And you can see in this discussion, he didn't provide a Simon Mufak, but a more general kind of Simon. And why they gave it back to him, because Savri Simonim Doraisa, and they took a position on the matter, they holding that Simonim work even on a Torah level, Imishum Tvius Eino, or Maybe they gave it back to me because I said, yeah, I recognize that as the get that I was given. But only in a case where the one providing that information of I recognize it is a Torah scholar. If it were a commoner, even though they have the power of recognition, but we don't rely on them as far as lying. People might lie, say I recognize it when they don't really recognize it. So therefore, the return on the grounds of the claim, I recognize, we call Tvias Ayin, that would be only if the agent was a Tzum Rabbana, which of course Rabo Bar Bar Chana was. V'im lav puzzle. If it was not found immediately, so it's puzzle. On the side, we have an Osei topic heading where we've written Shitas Tanoim Ma Nikro Shelo La'alter. What's considered not immediate? In other words, under what circumstances would we be saying don't give it back? Of course, you have the other factors. It would be a place where there were caravans, two people with the same name. What is meant by lo la'alter? Eizehu shelo la'alter. As you skim ahead, you'll see there are a number of names are underlined. You see, because there are a lot of opinions as to how to define shelo la'alter. Rav Nosson Omer, sheshoho kidei shetavor shayora v'tishre. Let's take a look at Rashi. Kedei shetavor sherot v'tishre shiur and enough time shetuchal la'avor shayora shom v'lachnos. The word v'lachnos means to encamp. Tosfos has a different pshat on v'tishre, but for our purposes, we'll just translate it as such. It's enough time. So Rabbi Nosson is giving you a time, and not a reality that that's what happened, but it was lying out of the possession of the agent enough time for a caravan to have passed in that area and encamped. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, kidei shiyeh odom oimed v'roya shelo ovar shom odom. Reb Shimon ben Elazar is not giving a time, he's presenting a reality. The issue of the get lying there, as Rashi says, kidei she odom klomar ein hadover tolui b'shiur, the issue is not determined by an amount of time, ela tzorich she odom oimed v'roe, you would need to have a person standing there and watching shelo ovar odom shom misho'o she'ovar hashaliach hazeh shom ad shas metzias aget. There was some will say watchman or scout that noticed that from the time that the agent passed by there and the get fell out of his possession till the time it was found, no other person passed by. So according to Reb Shimon Elazar, if someone can tell us in real terms, no one passed by here since the shaliach went by, then you can give it back to the shaliach. We continue. V'yesh omrim shelo shoha odom sham. Some say that lo le'alter would be where no one tarried there. When we speak about testimony that no one delayed there, a couple of opinions as to what we mean when no one delayed there. Rebbe Omer, kidei lichtoiv esaget, that no one delayed there enough time to write a divorce document. Rebbe Yitzchak Omer, kidei likroso, that no one delayed there enough time to read a get. Acherim oimrim kidei likoisvo vilikroso, that someone would testify that no one delayed there enough time to write and read it. In other words, you could have someone that passed by, since the shaliach was there, he passed by there and tarried for a moment, I don't know, to check the time on his watch, a moment, and then kept walking. That would not be a problem. That would not be grounds for saying that it's shelo la'alter. Ve'afilu shoha, even in a case where someone did delay there, ve'yesh bo simonim, however, the agent has precise identification marks in the get, me'idim olav, we can testify about that. In other words, the agent can say these identification marks are in the get I lost. The Amri, what would they say? Nekev yesh bo betzad ois plonis. There's a hole by such and such specific letter. The ein meidin, what we would not accept as identification marks, al simone haguf, on signs that describe the item itself, the amri oruch, the gutz, it was a long thing, it was a short thing. Lots of documents are long, lots of documents, it's not specific enough to say, to show us that this is the document that this particular agent had lost. Motzoi kosher bekis sparniki ubetabas. If the lost item was found in a pouch, an arniki is another kind of pouch. Sometimes in modern terms we call that a wallet. And were in a ring, and Rashi says, and he recognizes these vessels. We continue at the top of Daf Chof Ches. Oy shemotzoi bein kelov, afilu lizman meruba kosher, or he found it amongst vessels in his house. You know, someone was given a get to deliver, and he lost it, and he found it amongst vessels in his own house. We say it's okay, it's kosher, even if it's been lying there for a while. Tosfos adds another dimension to this. O shemotzo ben kelov at the top, pirush bebeso. He found it in his house. Afagav de rabbitzim bebeso. Even if there's a lot of traffic coming through his house, we're still lenient because, as Tosfos goes on to say, v'imhi nimtes bekarka, if it was found on the floor, hoya lochush liyosim shimon acher avol ben kelov. If it was found on the floor and there's a lot of traffic, so we have to suspect maybe there's someone else with the same name. But if it's found amongst your vessels, lekolamecha shema hevil acher elohu, you don't have to suspect that maybe someone else put it there other than the agent himself. Itmar. We continue in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel halocha shelo shoho adam sham. He is ruling like the Yesh Omrim on Chof Zayin Omid Beis, that if you have testimony that no one tarried there since the agent went by, since he went by between the time that he went by and it was found, no one tarried over there, you can give it back to the Shaliach. Rabo bar bar chana omar Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel halocha shelo ovar odom sham. That would be like Rav Shimon ben Elozar, the second opinion that we saw in the source on Chof Zayin Amud Beis, testimony that no one passed by over there. The Gemara asks, why do these two Amoroim, Rav Yehuda and Rabo Barbachana, we noted as Aleph and Beis, why do they spell out the halacha and not cite simply that the halacha is like so and so, like the Yesh Omrim, like Reb Shimon, like Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Lema more halacha kemar u more halacha kemar. Why doesn't each one say that the halacha is like so and so? Why did they spell it out? Answer: Mishum da afchi luhu, because there are those that switch around. In other words, that which the Yesh Omrim said shelo shalom sham would say that in the name of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and that which Reb Shimon Elazar said, some would say it in the name of the Yesh Omrim. So it wouldn't be reliable simply to cite the names when you'll end up coming out with the halacha that you don't actually rule like. So play it safe, spell out the halacha. Motzoi b'chafisa o b'deluskimo, my chafisa, what is that? Omar Rabo Barbarchana Chemas Ktana. It's Rashi gives a French word for that. A chemas, generally speaking, is a jug, and it's made of leather. So it's a small leather jug. My Tluskima. What is that? Tliko de Savi. Rashi, again, uses a French word for that. There are translations that say a kind of box used by old men. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.